going to talk now on the show about CCTV in Tralee Town Centre and its environs, because a motion was raised by Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Sheehy looking to see what the situation was with CCTV and who controls it from a crime prevention point of view in Tralee and its surrounds. And Mikey Sheehy's with me in our Tralee studio. Councillor Sheehy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, you were looking, why were you putting this question in? Is there some confusion about who runs what or who controls what in CCTV in the county capital?
Thanks for having me on, Jerry. I suppose these motions are about supporting community safety in a really kind of practical, balanced and solution-focused way. It's not about alarmism. It's not about an overreaction. It's, at its core, it's about the modern tools that are available now in terms of supporting Gardaí and supporting the work already being done by Kerry County Council. And I suppose it's focused in around prevention, deterrence and quicker responses. So the motion in its essence was just querying where we actually stand in terms of the rollout of CCTV. This is on foot of legislation that would have been passed in late 2023 through the Dáil in terms of empowering local authorities and on Garda Síochána at local levels in terms of how they can roll out CCTV in a much more streamlined manner. So it's, like I said, my view on that legislation was in around the fact of empowering local authorities and Gardaí at a local level as to how they can best control CCTV. The response I got from Kerry County Council, I had a number of concerns about, to be honest. One of the concerns from the response is whether the responsibility is now falling between two organisations locally, Kerry County Council and on Garda Síochána. From what the response outlines, on Garda Síochána operates one scheme, while Kerry County Council is the data controller for others. So my concern is whether responsibility for expanding or modernising CCTV is possibly falling between cracks institutionally. So look, what I called for at the meeting on Friday was that we investigate from a Kerry County Council perspective how we can support on Garda Síochána, and obviously how on Garda Síochána can work in conjunction with Kerry County Council as to the best and most effective way to roll out CCTV. And again, look, this is at a time, obviously, I actually had a separate motion on Friday in terms of us as a council writing to the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, in terms of rolling out a higher visibility footfall of Garda and a Garda presence in Tralee Town Centre. Again, this is not from an alarmist perspective, but we all know, let's be brutally honest about this, high visibility Garda presence in any large urban centre is still the strongest deterrent. The most effective way in terms of antisocial behaviour, criminality, it's a visible Garda presence. And I have to take my hat off to our Gardaí locally. At times of higher footfall, for example, during festivals in Tralee Town Centre, the Gardaí are, they're first to the field, in all fairness, in terms of visibility and that high visibility effort. And even in terms of engagement with the wider community, you'll see certain Gardaí and community Gardaí getting involved in cracking around the festivals, a bit of banter, always interacting with crowds and whatnot. So again, it's not just from a criminality or an anti-social perspective. It's more about just having that visibility in our town centre. And let's be honest, these CCTVs can fill a gap if and when resourcing is an issue. And let's be honest, it is. Garda resourcing nationally is an issue. It's a really challenging space at the moment. But tech like CCTV can support in areas of high footfall throughout Tralee Town Centre, not just Tralee, but other larger urban spaces throughout our county. That CCTV tech can fill those gaps in terms of resourcing.
Yeah, so who is in control of the CCTV in Tralee? Who's monitoring it?
There's two separate schemes from the response and from further questions that I posed at the meeting. There's two separate schemes. There is one run by on Garda Síochána, and there are, in inverted commas, community schemes that are operated by Kerry County Council. Also, in terms of the verbal response that I got at Friday's meeting, certainly the community schemes that are being operated by Kerry County Council, it's not just a case of flicking the switch and turning on these CCTV cameras. There is a process that they need to go through, and they need to put an argument forward in terms of GDPR that there is a need in terms of these CCTV cameras to be switched on. From my perspective, I think it's a no-brainer. Even if you were to bring it back to Kerry County Council perspective, again, like most urban centres nationally, there are issues in terms of dumping and illegal dumping, and also in terms of misuse of public bins in public spaces. Individuals who are domestic, who are dumping domestic waste into public bins, which really and truly isn't appropriate. So I think that those CCTV and those community CCTV cameras have a huge role to play in terms of how we tackle illegal dumping and how we tackle the misuse of public bins.
There's that element of it, but do the Gardaí have access to that CCTV if they need it, the community-run schemes? Yeah. Or is that still an issue in terms of how difficult it is to access the legalities around all of this? You mentioned the legislation in 2023 that was designed to solve a lot of the problems that were there with communities setting up their own CCTV.
Yeah, no, as far as I'm aware, this footage would be available to on Garda Síochána. To be brutally honest with you, I personally think the issues here in terms of who is controlling the data, who is the data controller, and that's where we're falling between two cracks. It's who's going to step up to the plate and be the data controller in this regard. I'm not the only councillor as well, Jerry, let's be honest about this, who has brought up CCTV has been an issue across the board, across all municipal districts and across our full council meetings over the last 5, 6, 7 years. It's not just me calling for this. There's a wider call for this. And again, look, good policing will always start with visible Gardaí, but like I said before, modern technology can help support that work where resources are stretched.
And that's the important thing. So coming out of it, what have the council said? They've said, look, this is how things operate. But are you hopeful that there will be a resolution to it in terms of that control and better coordination of running CCTV in Tralee?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the call, and that was echoed by my fellow councillors inside the meeting on Friday. It's about having that joined up approach in terms of how we can now offer a solution, both from a Kerry County Council's perspective and how Kerry County Council can support An Garda Síochána in terms of rolling out that CCTV in Tralee. These are obviously issues that are county-wide as well in terms of how we roll these out. I think I would prefer that the response would be a little bit more solution-based. I think that there is a will to get this over the line and to get these CCTV projects up and running, and we can start, like I said, filling that gap where Garda resources are an issue. We can start supporting An Garda Síochána locally through this new tech and through CCTV.
Okay, Mikey, on a separate issue, we have at the moment HSE warning people in relation to the availability of ambulances today and particularly tomorrow when there's a 24-hour strike by ambulance drivers. Do you have concerns about availability of ambulances in Tralee because of this industrial action?
I think this is a last resort. I was actually in touch this morning with a number of paramedics. This service, the paramedic service, is a core and crucial part of our health service. The service has evolved over the last 20 to 30 years, where it is much more of a multidisciplinary profession. The tech, the professionalism, the know-how that these individuals have in terms of how they respond to emergencies is literally off the charts. We're now in a position where paramedic staff are able to give antibiotic care. They're able to literally act on multiple issues on site as opposed to 20, 30, 40 years ago, where it was literally just an ambulance service. Their concerns are justified for the most part. I think it's unfortunate that we've got to a position now where this industrial action is going to take place. Am I concerned that there's going to be a gap in service? Of course, I think that's a concern that'll be echoed throughout the community today and tomorrow with the work to rule today and obviously the defined strike action tomorrow afternoon. Look, I would urge everyone to get around the table in this regard. The only way we're going to get through this is through dialogue, and I think that it's really important that everyone gets around the table and we get a solution ASAP.
Okay, all right, Councillor Mike Shee, we're going to leave it. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Fianna Fáil Councillor Mikey Shee on the CCTV story and picture in Tralee. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning.